Here's a good one. Exceptionally good advertising for a pot of oil. Off Louisiana, already some of those wells have gone into the hands of Mexico. That can only help you ones, don't you see? They're going to start producing a lot of oil out of Mexico. And look how it's going to help. So somebody, you know, sitting there dumbly says, how will it help? Oh, well, you will get to refine it where you get all the nice pollution there in Louisiana. You better get behind Ross Perot. Ross Perot is opening his eyes. Enough of you, and I thank you, have bombarded that man with contacts until he doesn't have, you know, any more bird cages put in. You know, pretty soon he would be able to feed his horses and cows, you know. There was a thing where they were cleaning up barnyards, and the cows loved to eat the yellow pages, so all the old yellow pages and phone books were being used for cattle fodder. Now, if you think you're going nuts, it's okay, because they have planned it that way for you. Just don't let it happen. Keep that light about you. We have made our presence known. They don't know what to do with us. They daren't let us win at this point. Not where it shows. But you see, the longer the standoff, the more and more it's going to show. We can't explain away everything. Because the ones through Yucca Valley don't look like weather balloons. And there is nothing on your earth that can illuminate an object like that. You have no way. As sophisticated craft as you do have. And you are blanketed with Russian cosmospheres. We just keep bumping into each other out here. Well, why can't we see you? Because, precious one, there is an energy field between you and there, and you're just bouncing off the light. It's like having one big massive mirror that makes it look like the sky goes on forever. So in the energy frequencies, ones are just having to come under that mirror for lack of having to explain it any differently. Doesn't even have anything to do with frequency of craft. And we've got your craft. We've got several of your craft in tow. And because of very panicked crew members, we've got them on board. We like the police. They're all over everything. You have to understand that the police department, all of your trained officers. What in the world? How would they know what in the world is going on? They're not allowed. They have to have permission to read various and sundry pieces of material. They know everything is not right, and yet while you have ones shooting tourists in Florida, another one this day, what in the world are you going to do? While they get total control of you. Well, I'm sure Mr. Eckert can handle it, or Rick, this is your office.
Sure. certs and legal papers on you.
On me? All right. We'll continue the meeting then.
No, we'll wait.
Go to pause. Commander, the subject of the service is the so-called trespass. And the DA has asked, Mr. De Silva has asked that Mrs. Ecker be served personally. They don't want to give me a copy of your copy and or Doris's copy and hand it over. So how do you want to handle that? Can you give her a minute off?
I wouldn't want her to miss it for the world.
Now maybe while she gets settled back I can read this. It's from the Office of the District Attorney, County of Kern. Doris Ecker, a complaint has been filed with the East Kern Municipal Court charging you with a violation of Sections 602J, 602L, 602M of the Penal Code. You are to appear in the East Kern Municipal Court in Mojave at 9:15 a.m. on Monday, September the 20th. Your failure to appear will result in a warrant being issued for your arrest. Sincerely, Joseph R. De Silva, Deputy District Attorney. Have a question?
Yeah, what are those numbers? Do you know what those violations are?
Have something to do with trespass. We use a lot that's next door to ours. It was understood in the earlier going that we had permission to use the lot. When the lady got ready to sell a lot, we also thought we had an agreement with her on the right of first refusal. But for some reason, her name is Spellman Goldsmith. I can't imagine what reason it would be, but... Anyway, she's changed her mind, and she raised the price on the property, thinking that we were the purchasers, I guess, and she raised it $10,000. So we have filed for a prescriptive easement for the stuff that we've had on the property all these years, which kind of makes the property unsaleable for her. So that causes her then to do various and sundry other things, one of which was to get the DA involved, the Sheriff's Department, in having us declared a trespass. Well, enough said.
Well, it'll give you an opportunity to get over there and suggest that the RTC took the property.
I'm sure that Mr. De Silva will be completely confused before this gets over with.
If you would, did you say it was civil or penal or what code is it?
Penal.
And you're assuming that's the problem.
Why would they want to serve Doris instead of the church?
The reason I assume that that's the problem is because the sheriff said it has something to do with trespass. when I asked him what the subject was, trying to determine whether Doris should come out or not.
Well,
That was the subject. Well, maybe it isn't.
It's just one more. And I know that Norma thinks one more is eventually going to break her back. No, it won't. But by the time we get to where we need to be, where she can simply go back to writing or retire or whatever, we have to get a few more steps forward. And that's why I would like for you to read this overly, because I want to comment about it. Now, when ones within your own little family are betraying you, every day they are betraying you, how in the world do you buck up courage enough to go ahead and write one more thing for humanity? I have to really get with her. You know, she's a little sick of bread. She has made dozens and dozens and dozens of loaves of bread just to be able for someone else to offer this to our readers. Not even a loaf of bread. It's got to be perfect so that they can take it and it will not fall. She doesn't care whether they eat spelt, rice, wheat, or Wheaties. She doesn't care if her computer doesn't work. Hallelujah, brother. Get rid of the confounded tanks. I still need hands. Well, why don't I fix it? Because if I just fix it, you won't fix anything. And she says, well, it's a little bit beside the point. Pretty soon I can't afford to fix anything anyway. Well, that's part of the reason that things are going awry. God bless the millers, I'll tell you. Because they bottomed out gold. You think gold is going to stay down? Not on your ever-loving, pea-picking heart. It is going to go through the sky. But they can hurt you quite badly by having a massive call on gold. And in the midst of all of it, you have patriots running around. Patriots, patriots, patriots. I am sick of patriots. Whether they realize it or not, they are the biggest enemy that you have. They get confused, they lie, their egos are hanging out there. I'm going to save it my way. And we're going to do it under God. And if it goes wrong, it's God's fault. You do it God's way and it will go right. Or it will not make any difference. You will go right. And so poor Lori sits up there, now has a fax and you ones help with the phone bills and all, so she can sort of be this hub. And so everyone who seems to be a crackpot latches on. And they are expensive beyond belief because they just keep sending faxes and making phone calls and all this stuff that is expensive. And do they mean well? It is hard. You can't tell. When a program tool comes in to work on you, you don't know. because you are trained to be open and unconditionally loving. Murder my brother if you want. I still love you unconditionally. But I want my gold back. It's the principle of the thing. So here comes one. You know, first of all, this one wants to whisk glory off to some patriot meeting. And now get this one. I want to remind you of what I'm doing in New Mexico and Arizona and Yucca Valley and Tehachapi to see how really interesting this is. Are you going to share it with us, Oberle?
Yes, sir. Lori says, EJ, I'm not sure how to answer this fax from Ben, or if it is even proper for me to do so, as it is addressed to Hatton, not me. With direction, I'd be happy to answer it if you'd like. Lori. The fax is from the Jasper County Medical Center in Kirbyville, Texas. Ben White, MD, physician and surgeon. 9-18-93, Hatton. Request you, ASAP, obtain names, addresses, and or fax numbers of the commanding officers of Air Force, Army, and Navy Academies, and all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Also need address, fax number, and of retired Admiral Thomas E. Moorer, former Chief Naval Officer and former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. My appreciation, Ben White, MD.
I will drop everything and go and dig up those names. Do you see the lack of understanding of anything that we're about? Why should he have to bother to look up names? You've got an entity out there in space who claims he knows things. Without so much as a why he wants them. That is the biggest one. What in the world is this man going to do, asinine and stupid, if I gave him the names? Well, he is going to inform the very top level of the military about this business going on. Now, that's really what we want, isn't it? You think they don't know?
Just like the sheriffs don't know how to find us.
And do you really think that if he was interested enough in doing something that he can't pick up the telephone book or make some calls and find out this information? Why would he shut down a space program so that the commander of the intergalactic fleet could go and do it for him so he doesn't have to bother or run up a bill or whatever? This is a medical doctor in charge of your lives, my friends. This is a thought processing behind the people who can kill you. And do you think that anything that that kind of a blundering person could do would help Gunther Rosbacher? Well, I guess God won't help today. Right on. If those are the things you're praying from God so that you can make a splash of some kind, you better mark it off your list, because I commend the hosts of God. And you're going to have to go to your fortune teller for it. I am no longer going to contribute to that kind of dribble that is so damaging in the long run. It undoes. If it is a secret, they are going to be mad, as those hornets flying around stinging you ones. And you want your miracle? EJ has anaphylactic reactions to bee stings. By all reason, he should not be here today. A bee stung him last night, and he boosted his intake of Gandriana, and it's gone this morning. And his throat had began to close off. This is what. But it is not an instant treatment. You've got to build up your system and your immune system. And then you still keep your injectables handy. You miss your miracles. You're waiting for some miracle that you have put in your mind, and you miss the miracles. I don't want to belabor the point. I just want to remind you ones, when you are urged to send on something like that to me. You see, Lori doesn't want to do the wrong thing. Lori had trouble getting accustomed to this teaching. And why would she do that? Because she knew that she had a major place and a part to play. And she didn't want to make any blunders. And she wasn't even very gracious to Audrey from time to time about it. That's the same Lori that would give her life just to help Gunther Rosbacher. You ones are okay. You keep trying to figure out, well, I have these weaknesses, Father. In fact, my weaknesses seem to overwhelm me. So I don't think I'm all right. As long as that love in your heart says, I will do this for my fellow, regardless of what it costs me. And you don't even have to say it. You don't even have to agree to it. You don't even have to believe it. But I know it. And God knows it. When you think you cannot go that other step, and you do, go ahead and bitch, moan, and complain. It's all right. Clears this consciousness out a little bit. But the fact that you went ahead and took the step is what's important. You ones are a big threat to this world, aren't you? No money, 40, 50 acres of speck, oats with mustard, a broken irrigation system. You're a real threat, aren't you? About the same kind of threat that Waco was. Only Waco gave them a reason to do something. Sometimes I have to just allow you ones to experience so that you can see that by the truth, what can they do to you? Well, they can incarcerate you on the fact that they believe you're lying. But if they go and check, they will find that you're not. And if this is indeed trespass, that's one thing. Being a municipal court narrows it down a little bit closer as to what it could be. The thing to do, of course, is immediately after the meeting is to find out what that means. You know, I want you on an FL 102 or 506 or 1301. You see, ignorance of the law is not an excuse except with God. You have to find out what it is. Well, I'll just wait here until they come and tell me what it is that annoys them. Well, you can't wait, and you cannot not respond to them. But what are they going to do? The blood's about gone, and you can't suck much more from the turnip. And all that property that once seemed that maybe it would be theirs is not theirs. So you have to start thinking about a lot of things. What kind of embarrassment to have two officers come to a gathering here, a business meeting, and serve papers on the speaker, Mrs. Silversmith. They don't own the property. And if there is trespass, possibly they can move their trucks off of it. But I don't believe that that organization in Phoenix is going to take it lightly. They bought the property. And maybe they will have to sue you for moving their property, Mr. Ecker. It isn't just expensive in one direction. I think that it would have behooved Mrs. Silversmith to sell the property for the price she asked, over 120 days. But no, she wanted to really rip everybody off because she had you over a barrel. She wanted it in cash in 30 days. Why would anyone respond to that? The lot does not perk. It is valueless except for possibly a garden. And she had a built-in buyer. This is what you call greed. G-R-E-E-D. Do you always let the greedy ones win just because they've got always this big arm out here? Is it right that they win? You're losing, and you're God's stewards. And yet I understand. And you have to have the wisdom to know when to back off. And you're just about to the point where you may as well back off with US&P. Your beloved partners have done you in. They are not even after you. They are after God. They will speak of peace. Peace. And there will be no peace. They will speak of the fiery chariots in the sky, and they will not be of your place. And in the time of the gourd of ashes, there will come from the sky the messengers. Go ask your ancients.
Excuse me, Commander. We need to change the tape.